By the way, that song we're featuring for a second straight week, Nate Rusin, Aha, his album, Grand Romantic, I believe, coming out this June. Every song he's released from it, by the way, has been amazing. Shout out to Nate Roos, lead singer of Fun as well, formerly of The Format fame. And welcome to our second episode of Hey Really Excited. We knew this was going to happen. We're trying to do this every Sunday. You might get a third this Sunday, but I knew last weekend in Vegas, Billboard Music Awards, and then things got thrown for a loop. I was actually still going to try to get out a podcast last Sunday. However, I was on stage at the Billboard Music Awards as the warm-up announcer hired by Dick Clark Productions and had to sit in to the dress rehearsal. So that tied up the entire day and no podcast. Plus, my voice was very iffy. I had to save it anyways. I'm even still now feeling the effects from that dry air in Vegas, amongst other elements in Vegas, perhaps. We'll get into all that in a little bit. You'll hear from a lot of the celebrities that I chatted with over the weekend in Vegas, too, at our big red carpet radio event for Westwood One and my radio station in New York, 95.5 PLJ. If you're just discovering this podcast, well, it's only the second edition. Go back and listen to the first as well. Hey, Really Excited. I'm your host, Ralphie Aversa. I host a radio show that is syndicated on a couple of stations here in the country, a weekend countdown show, too, that airs from coast to coast, and I've been on TV once or twice. All right, so let's recap my trip to the Billboard Music Awards. On Thursday, I flew from New York to Las Vegas nonstop. First flight out in the AM. I didn't almost miss my flight this time, but I cut it way closer than I should have. I didn't check any bags, thankfully. I have TSA pre-check as well, which is a big help. Got into Vegas at about 11 a.m., skipped the cab line and took a black car because I'm fancy, and checked into my room. Went for a nice little jog, a little 3-mile run on the treadmill. I don't do running up and down the strip, especially at that hour, like noon. Are you kidding me? And then my producer got in from Providence, Jay Buff, does all the red carpet radios with me, does red carpets with me as well. My go-to man. I usually want to strangle him 3 to 4 times while we're out there, but I wouldn't be out there with anybody else other than him. He's great, very talented. He's a partier, though. He works hard, he plays hard. So, Jay gets in and immediately if he's not drinking, he's going to buy drinks. Or in Vegas, you're doing both because there's no open container policy outside. There's no law, at least against it. So I like, you know, this is, by the way, the story I'm about to tell is a microcosm of Jay and I. Even though we get along, we both go to Walgreens together, which is not too far away from the MGM Grand on the Strip. I walk out with a 12-pack of water. Jay walks out with a 12-pack of beer. Not only does he walk out with a 12-pack of Bud, but it's not cold, so he grabs a cold Sam Adams on his way out as well. And on his way out, with his hands full, he kicks his cart like he's Pele, over to the manager of Walgreens, who shakes his head and puts it on the rack with everything else. I apologize on Jay's behalf, and then I go to Jay, and I'm like, dude, what are you doing? He goes, this is a service town, Las Vegas. All right. Take it easy, Jay, please. Love him to death, though. I stocked up on some snacks, too, and some breakfast food, so on and so forth, and then went back to the room. Thursday, we had our orientation for Red Carpet Radio. Artist by the name of Snow, she sent an Epic Records perform for us. They provided some refreshments as well, which is always a good time. I placed my first ever sports bet on baseball as well. Bet on the Yankees. Yeah, you don't bet on baseball. The good teams lose 40% of their games. I learned that the hard way on Thursday night. It happens. What's this other note I have here for myself? I don't even know what it is. Oh, orientation. We already discussed that. All right. So I get a good night's sleep. Actually, no, I didn't. I went out that night with some coworkers. Friday, I get up, went for another quick run on the treadmill, Starbucks run. The Starbucks at the MGM Grand in Vegas is the worst. All the Starbucks in Vegas are the worst. That one particular is so damn expensive and takes forever. There's always a line. And I know this is me being typical. I don't want to call myself a typical New Yorker because I've only lived in New York for 2.5 years now. But still, I mean, give me a break. I mean, every other Starbucks, I've gone to Starbucks in Scranton, Pennsylvania that move quicker than the Starbucks in Vegas, for crying out loud. And they're certainly a heck of a lot cheaper as well. So I get my Starbucks and then I go over to Red Carpet Radio. Very slow, talent-wise. We only published 3 interviews. I think we only did, no, we did more than 3 interviews Friday, but we only published 3 interviews that we did on Friday. They were all with Vegas staples. Terry Fader, America's Got Talent winner from season 2. Carrot Top, who was hilarious and couldn't have been nicer, ran into him again backstage on Sunday. Super nice guy. And he approached me and said hello. Super nice guy. And then the other guy, Jay, is not a fan of our producer. I love this guy because he is old school. This guy has been there, done that. He's outlasted all the celebrities he's interviewed and then some. Maybe you remember him as the host of the TV show Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. This is going on way too long. Robin Leach. We chatted with him. Here's our conversation from Red Carpet Radio at the 2015 Billboard Music Awards MGM Grand in Vegas.
Viva! Viva!
Robin Leach, how are you, sir?
I'm well. I'm still standing from last year.
Yeah, good. It was great to chat with you last year, and I want to kind of expand on some of the stuff we talked about, because since that, you know, we talked about how the whole perception of having a residency in Vegas changed. Celine Dion obviously being the big one. Britney, you said, changing really the demographics.
Britney brought in pop, when you think about it.
And now you look at, I mean, J-Lo just announcing, the Mariah one as well.
I spoke with J-Lo this morning before I came here to talk to you. 40 shows she's going to do next year and 40 shows the year after that.
Wow.
And I said, so what's the show going to be? You know, now that we know you're coming here, we need to know what the show is. She said, I think I've got to one-up Cirque. So she said, I'm thinking about swimming. I'm thinking about flying. And I said, you're pulling my leg or are you joking? She said, no, we're going to do something really special that people would never expect Jenny from the Block to do. So... we'll see what she brings in next January 20. But Mariah opened a week ago. She's in fabulous voice, by the way, except she lost it on Wednesday night with bronchitis. Great show.
When it's you hear the reports about Mariah and being a diva and this demand.
She is a diva.
Right.
She is a diva, but she'll tell you she's a diva. Mariah is the queen of her own world, and we all get to put our feet in it every now and again. But go on, ask your question.
Well, no, I was just going to say, for Vegas, her demands, I don't, from what I was reading at least, it didn't seem too outlandish to me, given that Vegas, every star that comes here makes a demand, right? I mean,
people want their own creature comforts when they come here because they're living here. So, you know, I don't think... I mean, it may be bizarre, but to me, it's not that crazy that Elton John has furniture from his home in Los Angeles shipped here to his hotel room for his six-week runs at a time. After all, you know, the only bed that you sleep in comfortably is the one you have at home. So if you can afford to have it sent over on a moving truck for 6 weeks, why not?
That's fair.
Mariah is another case. Mariah admits that she is a diva, and I will tell you this, on her, when she arrived here, she was supposed to arrive at 6 o'clock to catch all of the live television hits. She arrived at 7, missed all the live television hits. My interview with her was set for 8:30. She said, we'll start it at 10:30. So we started at 10:30.
But once you talked to her, though, she was nice, right?
She couldn't have been nicer.
Right, exactly. That's why I tell people,
couldn't have been nicer, but her I'm going to buy her a watch for Christmas.
Mr. Robin Leach, how are you, sir? Are you good?
I'm well. Everything is great. Thank you very much.
You're in good health. You look great. You
feel
still
good.
Obviously...
feel good.
Working and
working, enjoying life to the full.
Robin Leach there. I'm really excited. We taped that last weekend as I was in Vegas covering the Billboard Music Awards. All right, so Friday night, I go to Light Nightclub. Big thanks to Ramona, who does PR for them. Got us the hookup. Angelo, one of the managers as well. Alesso performing. Second time seeing him live. He slayed. Absolutely killed it. I love that nightclub, by the way. Shout out to Lights. On Saturday, well, Friday was a late night. Saturday was an early morning. And didn't get to do much. Got breakfast, barely, and got into the room. Much busier Red Carpet Radio on Saturday. Chatted with a lot of names. The first, well, maybe he's going to make an appearance every week on Hey Really Excited. Here's our chat before the Billboard Music Awards with Hozier.
Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God, let me give you my life. Take me to church,
Andrew?
Hey,
great. great to see you again.
Yeah, you too.
One of my favorite interviews of the year was when you made some time for us that bleak morning in New York.
Yeah, I remember.
We
well.
Hung out at Columbia, and you guys were coming back from Boston, and
yeah,
that was a rough trip for you guys, wasn't it?
It was. It was a rough morning for reasons I won't say in the interview.
Okay,
but it was a rough morning.
Yours was a
great breath of fresh air.
Well, it was great to chat with you. You know, something I wanted to say to you then, and I'll say it now. We talked about how you at the time had two different singles. You had Someone New in the UK.
Yeah.
You had Work Song in the States. That has changed. Now
yes.
Someone New is the single in the States as well.
Yeah.
I'm really happy about that.
Okay, cool.
First, let me get your thoughts on the single change and this song going to radio. And obviously, you're cool with it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think it makes sense, definitely. And it's really, it was really doing well in the UK. And for me, it makes a lot of sense to unify things globally, especially how with the internet there are no borders where media is concerned, you know, or where music is concerned.
I also just think the tone of the song is well though for this time of year is just, you know, because, you know, we talked about it. I took more of a hard line than I think you meant, because you kind of wrote that song very tongue-in-cheek. But I think for this time of year that makes sense, for because it's still you though. It's not like you did some dance track.
Yeah. It's a summery. It is a much more summery. It's more cheerful sounding. I think what it is, it's one of the oldest songs on the album. So that's the one that, and you know what, like, musicians are like sometimes when you write a song and then 2 years later you're like, I don't know what, I can't remember why I wrote that song, you know what I mean? So
is that true?
So sometimes that happens, man. It happens. Not drastically for Someone
but
new.
With this one, oh, not drastically.
Not drastically, but it's definitely the oldest one for me. And so your relationship changes with songs as they go on. But it is the funnest, and it is, that's kind of that momentary infatuation thing that you kind of, that you get day to day, that kind of throwaway, obsession you might have with somebody, kind of. But yeah, Someone New definitely is one of those kind of.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to do really well at radio. You're performing, as we mentioned, this weekend. We talked about how you were very nervous to perform at the Grammys, and obviously that was a duet with Annie Lennox.
Yeah.
First of all, are you performing solo this time?
I am. Yeah.
Okay.
Solo this time.
More nervous or less nervous because it's just you on stage?
Less nervous, definitely. Less nervous. And also having had experience with a show like this, an award show. But I think as well, one of the big parts of being nervous there was, like, once my song was over with Annie Lennox's performance, I became the guitarist for her performance. And then that was a whole new reason to be terrified. So that was like, so I'll be a bit less nervous.
Up for 5 awards, of course, as well. Are you enjoying Vegas at all this weekend? I'm sure a lot of your friends are in town, right? Because they're performing at Rock in Rio or they're performing on the award show as well.
Yeah, I'm hoping to catch up with some other musicians and some friends. I'm going to try and take it easy tonight. Vegas, like, the devil does live in Vegas, and like, it is, and I have met him, you know, and I, last time I was here, I did, he sat with me, and he sat on the end of my bed one morning.
And we'll look forward to seeing you perform, and best of luck too, because you're a finalist in 5 different categories, so best of luck this weekend,
thank
buddy.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you, appreciate it.
Viva, viva Las Vegas!
You know, I'm glad he thought as highly of our chat from a few weeks ago that we featured on Hey Really Excited as I did. That's cool, and I'm glad that we kind of have that mutual respect for each other now. Somebody else I have a lot of respect for, she also performed at the Billboard Music Awards and killed it, Tori Kelly. She told me. Chatter, you didn't even have a music video out for Nobody Love the last time we talked.
Yeah, that's
right.
We were
talking Diner and Chicken Fingers and all that fun stuff, and I schooled you on, you know, Western New York. We do the blue cheese. You know, so now you got a music video. Not only that, you have an album that's available for pre-order. It's coming out June 23rd, Unbreakable Smile, which is such a perfect... Do you have a title track on there as well or no?
Yeah. Unbreakable Smile was the first song I wrote for the album. So I wanted to bring it back to just that first, like, vulnerable moment.
Love that.
And
then, of course, here this weekend, Billboard Music Awards, Kia One to Watch.
Crazy.
That's you.
That's
you ready
me.
For this or what?
I better be ready for this. Yeah, I'm performing tomorrow, which is still... Like, I can't process that just yet.
Are you doing any reflecting this weekend about how far you've come?
I feel like I have those reflecting moments every night, like when I go to sleep. It just kind of, I try to focus on just the day, you know, and not get ahead of myself. So every day I'm just like, wow, this is cool that this is my life, you know.
Awesome. Very cool. And you have a second single from the album?
I do, yeah. If you pre-order my album right now, you can get it for free. It Should Have Been Us.
Okay.
It's the single, the next single. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I hope you like it.
I hope I like it too. I'm going to listen to it as soon as we get done with this interview.
Nice.
You know, as I was joking with some people, I was excited to see you again because we had such a great chat last time.
Yeah.
I want to say, first of all, way to correct the YouTube link.
And oh my gosh.
And second of all, like,
that was so funny.
I can't, I feel awkward. I can't like go up to you like every time I see you and be like, are you pregnant? Like, I can't, that's not a good question. That's not like
a cool joke
for a woman. Like, that's not right. Like, I can't, but we'll, I mean, we'll always have that.
I would get it.
You would get it.
But if anyone was around, they'd be like, what?
What? Unbelievable. All right. So the album's obviously all done though.
It's finished, yeah.
Finished,
it's
mastered, turned in, whole,
crazy.
Whole nine?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Wait, is Scooter Braun your manager?
He is, yeah.
Oh, okay, because I saw, because he's featured with this Kia thing as well that you guys are doing. So.
Right, he said he was randomly just chilling.
Maybe they picked
the
him
video.
And then... No, I didn't. All right, but I wasn't, I, for some reason, I had not come across that piece of information the first time we chatted. How did you link up with Scooter?
Scooter actually came to my very first show a few years back when it was just, it's like in a small little lounge called Room 5 in LA. And I had just put out like my first, the viral video, Thinking About You. It's weird to say viral. So weird still, but he saw that video and just showed up at the show, and ever since then we just stayed in touch, and finally it was like, cool, let's do this. And he's been amazing.
Yeah, so what's the one thing, because he's on, I mean, such an amazing run right now, and you know, all of his clients including yourself are doing so well, and he's got reps a lot of talented people, of course, but what is it about Scooter that like sets him apart from other people, you think?
I think they're, it's weird, you hear like people talking about artists, how they have like an it factor, and I think as a manager he really does have that, because when he walks into a room, it's like there's just like you feel inspired off of it, like you feed off of it, and he's just really passionate about talent and about music, and I think once he has his mind set on like, okay, I'm gonna do this, it's like you can't stop him. So there's a boldness, I think, that's really inspiring for me personally.
Very cool. Again, the album, it's coming out June 23rd. It's available for pre-order now. It's called Unbreakable Smile, because her smile is unbreakable. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Ain't nobody love like you do. Ain't nobody love like you do.
Would end up running into her a few more times. I saw her during dress rehearsal at the Billboard Music Awards. Killed it. Saw her on the red carpet. Looked great. I was like, yo, you killed it at dress rehearsal. Then I saw her backstage after I congratulated her on stage for, yeah, you guessed it, killing it at the Billboard Music Awards. You saw that performance. As the Kia one to watch artist. All right, let's do another interview. We're going to skip over that one. Everybody says I look like this guy. He's from the Bronx. First saw him live at the Rockefeller Center tree lighting ceremony that I covered on site. And of course, covering the Billboard Music Awards, he presented an award at the show. We chatted with Prince Royce for our first time. I saw that you had this new single with Pitbull and with Jennifer Lopez, and I thought, of course Pitbull and Jennifer Lopez are on it. It's called Back It Up. Like, that's...
It was great, man. You know, we just performed this song on Idol last week, and all my cousins that are from the Bronx and from New York are texting me, yo, I can't believe you got J-Lo backing it up on you.
Right.
And it wasn't until, you know, up there it was normal, it was cool, and it wasn't until I saw the footage that I said, oh my God, J-Lo is backing it up on me. I made it. Jeffrey from the Bronx made it. We out here. So it was fun. I mean, J-Lo and Pitt, I'm grateful for their support. I mean, they're just great people, you know, great people to hang with. And this single, Back It Up, I'm happy that people are liking the record. I released a new album in July. I'm going on tour with Ariana Grande this summer.
Do you have a title for that album, by the way?
Don't have a title yet.
Okay.
But it's going on sale July.
That's why Wikipedia says TBA still. All right, so you're presenting at the Billboard Music Awards.
I'm presenting at the Billboard Music Awards. It's my first time. You know, I have 20 Latin billboards, but it's my first time at an American Billboard Award show. So I'm looking forward to just having fun and presenting this award. And may the best girl win.
Reading the prompter. You'll be fine with that, though.
Well, I have one job. job, and it's to read the teleprompter.
One job.
If I mess this up, nobody's going to forgive me.
Nah, they forgave Kendall Jenner. You'll be fine.
Oh.
It was last year here when she messed that up. You'll be fine. You'll be good.
I got to make sure I get this right.
You know what's funny? Because I covered, you know, being in New York, I was at the tree lighting ceremony and saw you there.
That's right.
Didn't realize that even though you know the lyrics, they put the lyrics in the teleprompter when you do those TV performances.
You should. You never know. You get nervous. You get confused. You got to pick it up real quick.
Yeah, right. And then, of course, you're in New Year's Eve at Times Square as well.
I was, yes.
And that leads me to my last point as we wrap up with Prince Royce, because I've heard this from a couple other coworkers, but what cemented it was Times Square, 4 o'clock, it's freezing outside. I'm at my little broadcast booth. Florida Georgia Line comes over. You had just got done sound checking.
Yeah.
Florida Georgia Line comes over because they were obviously there too, and they're in their parkas because they, you know, those Southern boys, they don't know about the weather up north. And they look at me and they go, "Weren't you just on stage?" Multiple coworkers, like when you first came on the tree lighting ceremony, I was getting texts like, "Yo,
what?
You look just like this dude. Did you get on stage?"
Yo, that's funny. Yeah, that was me.
That
you
was
know
right.
What I'm saying? Like,
what's that, you know?
I'm doing my singing stuff now. Like, what y'all hating about? That's what you should have said.
This guy right here, album coming out in July. Catch him on tour with Ariana Grande. Back It Up's out now, featuring Pitbull and Jennifer Lopez. Prince Royce.
Yeah, keep it locked right here.
Don't mess up that teleprompter tomorrow.
I promise I will not mess it up. Don't jinx it, man.
No, you know what's funny? I'm the onstage, I'm the warm-up act tomorrow. So before you go on, you'll see me.
All right, I'll
so I'm
going
to give you a little fist bump. And we got
this.
Do
all right. We got this, man.
We got this. Prince Royce on Hey Really Excited. All right, so I thought my day was done at Red Carpet Radio. I thought that was the last interview. I'm watching Tori Kelly, who performed for us on Saturday. We had a performer each day. It was Rozzy Crane, by the way, on Friday, Adam Levine's artist. Tori's performing on Saturday. I'm periscoping it, new verb. And I get jabbed on my shoulder by Aaron Roberts, who's our senior vice president, I believe, of special events for Cumulus. He goes, "Can you do an interview right now?" Damn straight I can. I grab Jay Buff, I grab some little rinky-dink setup, and with my laptop, run from the MGM Grand Ballroom down the escalator into the backstage area of the MGM Grand Arena, where Dick Clark Productions Public Relations waiting for us. They take us to Ludacris's dressing room. However, Ludacris doesn't want to chat in his dressing room because Ludacris is about to leave MGM Grand Arena. He's outside waiting for his car. So there I am, outside in the back of the MGM Grand Arena, sitting on a curb, chatting with the man who's going to co-host the Billboard Music Awards that next night. Here's Ludacris on Hey Really Excited.
Cadillac grills, Cadillac mills. Check out the oil my Cadillac spills. Matter of fact, candy paint Cadillac kills. So check out the holes my Cadillac fills.
Catching up with him here on the West Coast in Vegas. How are you, sir?
Feeling good, man. This is my second year around, so I'm just glad to be hosting and glad to be back. You know, I got co-host this year, Chrissy Teigen, so we're going to have some fun. And I think that it's going to be kind of like a battle of the sexes thing. And, of course, party theme and what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But not on this stage because it's live.
Chrissy is actually hosting a party at One Oak tonight. So are you worried at all that maybe, yeah, oh, you didn't even know. See, are you worried now that, you know, tomorrow you might have to help her out a little more than maybe you thought you were going to have to?
Not at all, man. She's used to this party lifestyle from, you know, since we've known each other, she parties every day. So, and then she comes up to work, you know, she comes to work ready. So I'm not at all worried.
What have the preparations been like this time around for the show?
Man, just making sure we get everything together, making sure that we're prepared, making sure that, you know, we got a nice little variety of just talking about not only what's going on with the show and getting people excited, but having a good little banter and, you know, chemistry between myself and Chrissy.
So many performers have been announced since we last spoke. What are you looking forward to tomorrow?
Yeah, man, I'm mostly looking forward to the Wiz Khalifa song that is, you know, the number one song in the country. And, of course, this is dedicated to Paul Walker. So the one that's at the end of the movie and that's just been blowing up the charts, man. So I'm proud of that song. And, of course, it is very emotional.
Absolutely not. And what a crazy past few months it's been for you. New album, Furious 7, Billboard Music Awards. How are you keeping your head on straight, man?
Hey, man, take it 1 hour at a time, not even one day at a time. But, man, you know, it's good to have work. It's better to have work than to be sitting at home not doing a damn thing.
The other thing we talked about in New York was you did talk about, you know, the party theme, pushing the envelope a little more. Can you give me any insight as to what exactly that might entail on that stage with Chrissy?
fun, man. That's all I'm going to tell you, because I can't give away any surprises or anything, but I can just tell you we're going to have some damn fun.
Is it weird to work in Vegas?
Nah, hell no. Nah. It's great to work in Vegas. It's the exact.
A lot of vices around here, though.
Because, man, it reminds you that life is to be lived to the damn fullest. That's what Vegas reminds you of. You know, it's all, everybody is here to have a good time. You know what I mean? I think it's just the energy here is unprecedented.
Guys, just a chill dude. Ludacris there on Hey, Really Excited. So then Sunday, I was the warm-up act for the Billboard Music Awards. Very appreciative that Dick Clark Productions asked me to do this for a second straight year. However, unlike last year, this year, I was asked to sit in on the dress rehearsal with Ludacris and Chrissy Teigen and most of the performers, as you read on TMZ, Kanye and Mariah not there. So, dress rehearsal was great because I got to see why this was the highest rated Billboard Music Awards show in 14 years. Outside of all the marketing Taylor Swift did for it with her Bad Blood music video premiere that kicked off the show, there were a lot of great performances from top to bottom. And I got to see them all multiple times, which was really cool. And of course, you're also, you know, I'm at dress rehearsal with the producers and the writers and the stage director. And so it's a completely different perspective than attending the show and or watching it from home. You're seeing so many things unfold behind the scenes. So many things change at the last second and get moved around and massaged. You're seeing all of these stars and the way they interact with the producers and the writers, whether it be a presenter. And most of the presenters, by the way, pretty much all the presenters except one act were actually at dress rehearsal. I won't say which act was there. But even, you know, where I watch the show from, when I'm on stage during commercial breaks, and then, you know, during the show, I'm watching it backstage with the executive producers and writers and all these celebrities before they go on to present. They wait in that little perch that I'm sitting at watching the show with the stage director as well. What a vantage point. And again, what a great show as well. Over 11 million people. That was the preliminary number from Nielsen. Tuned in for the three-hour broadcast last Sunday night, the 2015 Billboard Music Awards. I spent all day Monday. I was going to get some work done early and then make it a pool day, go to Legacy Stadium. A lot of friends over there. I visit there every March with a bunch of boys from back in Buffalo, Niagara Falls, to watch the first round of the NCAA tournament. I didn't make it out of my room except for a Starbucks run. Ugh, the worst. And to run on the treadmill, because I had so much damn work to do. Also, I was out late Sunday night, sure. XS Nightclub and the Wynn Villa at the beautiful Wynn Hotel. Big shout out to our buddy Nick Hissom. Shout out to Tim Cash as well, who is, I believe, managing Nick along with Larry Rudolph, or at least advising him. Larry Rudolph is Britney's manager. Nick is a super talented, good-looking guy, model, graduated from UPenn. He's super smart. In the studio now working on his new album. We were out with them at XS. Zed was spinning on Sunday. Saturday, by the way, I did not go out. I was on vocal rest. I got my producer Jay, though, into XS thanks to Nick to see David Guetta because I'm a good talent. I'm good to my producer. That's why. So that's it. Billboard Music Awards. It was hectic, to say the least. Highs and lows, to be expected. Great experience. Wouldn't trade it for anything. I'm very lucky to do what I do for a living. That's for sure. Thanks so much for tuning in to episode 2 of Hey, Really Excited. Big thank you to all of our guests. Big thank you to Dick Clark Productions as well for giving me quite the perspective again for this year's Billboard Music Awards. We'll catch you back hopefully Sunday. I don't know who we're going to have, but we got a lot of big guests lined up here on Hey, Really Excited. Thanks for tuning in.